This episode of WTF Landier Radio Show is not brought to you by the World Economic Forum, WEF, but the members of the World Economic Forum are gathering to bring about the abilities to create a phenomenal world. What is the phenomenal world that we are looking into? Well, join the conference in Davos, Switzerland. Maybe you can get on the guest list of the World Economic Forum, WTF and WEF, not in collaboration, but possibly in the future. The views expressed at WTF Landia are not to direct, guide, or sway public opinion. For entertainment purposes only. Welcome to your WTF Landia radio show, folks. It is your girl, Char Michelle, and I hope that you are well. I hope that you're well. It's been a while. Here's the thing. I'm just going to come out of the gate swinging with this one. It has been a while since I've been in here solely based on a political process. Thought process. And here we are. We are in October, first of all. Happy October. Happy fall to everyone. I hope that so far, actually, fall back. Has it even happened yet? I think it's upon us. But happy fall nonetheless. When you're listening to this, it could be the summer of 2025. I'm not sure, but just I hope you're well. Having a great day. But I jumped in here not to you know, tiptoe around the issue, but you know, I'm an American recording this podcast from Canada, and I still got my ear to those American streets, and I'm concerned, Americans. I'm concerned about a lot of things, but this one in particular, it's concerning. Because we are talking governmental shutdown here, right? We're talking about the government shutting down. And this is not something new. I will go on to say this is not something surprising and or new. However, the timing was interesting. And for some reason, we were able to avoid this shutdown, which I think is cute as well. I think that that's good. Good job. Good thing that they were able to avoid the shutdown. However, it's around the time that the tinfoil hatters have thought that, you know, there's going to be this, you know, October 5th, all the phones would be alerted of a big quasi amber alert. Minus the children gone missing. And it could possibly send off some electro waves that would ignite what may be vaccine related. That's what they're thinking. Hey, listen, you know, I got to talk about all the things here. I'm not saying I'm on board 100% with the thought process. I'm just saying we're going to talk about it. So, if that were to be the case, the government shutdown could possibly be a good cover-up for everybody's phone going off and they charging down like robots. Because I'm sure they're all vaccinated. Didn't everybody get vaccinated in the government? Wasn't that a thing you had to do? I remember very clearly when the first rollout of Pfizer, Alexandria Ocasio. She showed us her vaccine slip it and it said Pfizer BioNTech, and that created a whole podcast in and of itself. If you're new to the show, welcome. Make sure that you go back through the catalog of very, very, very deliciously done podcast and make sure you listen to that one. It was called Pfizer BioNTech, and it made me think. It got my tinfoil hat heated up. And anyways, so I'm thinking, with that being said, I'm thinking that if, in fact, that is a thing that could happen, it could send off some technological microwaves, let's just call them, into your body, then it wouldn't be a good thing for everybody to be in the chambers getting microwaved all together. So maybe they'll be at home separately. They'll toss their phone into a deep dark pit at the bottom of their homes and let everybody get tested except for themselves. I don't know, but it made me think, right? I mean, just go with it. Bro, look, there's nothing crazier than what's going on in the world today, okay? We have options to just get in there with our thoughts. Everybody's weird. Everything is weird. And you know what's weird? Whenever I was filling out an application today, okay? I was filling out an application, and it just gave me two genders. And I thought, that's racist. It said, what is your child, male or female? I was like, you racist. Who do I call in HR? I was punching air. That's the kind of world we live in. So, nonetheless, never mind that. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what, why that wouldn't be so weird if, you know, the governmental shutdown was because of that reason alone. So that's all I wanted to say about that. Other thought process I had this morning. It was a busy kind of a morning. So I had a little chance to think, as I have, you know, this is a long weekend. We had Truth and Reconciliation Day, and that was a very memorable and celebratorial day for Canada because they have made amends with the Indigenous peoples in regards to acknowledging the atrocities that occurred on Canadian soil, their soil, their Canadian soil, we should very clearly state. So I wouldn't call it the most exciting day. I would call it a day that, you know, the Indigenous peoples of Canada were acknowledged. So it's very important that we start there. America, jump on board if you haven't thus far. Get on board acknowledging what you've done wrong by way of European exports, and get in there and make some amends, because, you know, slavery cannot be washed away based on any kind of progressive fortitude. Most people think, oh, look, here we are now. Look, we're all just getting along. It's fine. No. Stop. We can't erase what's happened. Amends need to be paid. Take a look over at Canada and think about reconciling through, you know. What needs to happen in America. And reparations is not a silent thing that we need to push under the rug because, well, look at Beyonce. She's fine. Look at Kendrick Lamar. He's doing concerts all over the world. It's fine. There's no racism. Look at Adele. She's dating that black guy. Chris. Paul. You might as well be dating Corey from Chris Jenner. Doesn't matter. Most black people, 90% of us still have to worry about leaving our house and not getting shot because we're not Beyonce. So racism isn't cleared up on that note. Just saying, thank you very much. Welcome to WTFlandia Radio, folks. If you don't know, now you know. Okay, so racism is not cleared up through that avenue. Don't go there, people. We have a lot of work to do. Reparations are a necessary thing. Even DJT was talking about it. He had the platinum plan popping, and it was going to relatively, you know, get some truth and reconciliations to the African Americans that built that country. So let's stick there. And even if you follow DJT, then you need to follow that right through, okay? people. Because I know I got a lot of Trumpies that are listening to this podcast broadcast. And here's one thing about me. I love you. I don't care what political class you rock with, what gender you pop with. We are all made in the image of Christ. Now, whether we like to reject that or accept that, it's up to you. That's where we end up usually in this podcast broadcast, is saying that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And that's my point, and I'm sticking to it. So I love you, and I want to spread that good news. And if I hate you, that would be rude. But I do like to use my comedic relief to get some things across, because it's boring otherwise. We used to talk, say your mama jokes. Back in the day, they used to be fine. Now you get canceled for it. Don't cancel your mama jokes. Those were funny, and oftentimes true. So I'm just saying. But anyways, back to my morning commute. So I was on the SkyTrain, the lovely SkyTrain. Let me tell you, I am a resident of Vancouver, and the transit is just absolutely beautiful. It's a wonderful thing. It's like going to Disneyland day in and day out. I don't choose to want to drive a car, but I need to because I have kids that play sports. And I want to be able to take them, you know, to their tournaments 5 hours away. For goodness sakes, why do they do that to parents? I'm not sure. Have you looked at gas prices? But they got me thinking. As I look for new places, because I like to oftentimes look for something new until I buy, which I'm hoping that will be a thing coming soon. But that's what got me to the point. I moved 2 years ago in 2022. It'll be 2 years in April. No, it'll be 3 years in April. So 2020, yeah, 2022 is when I'm one. Anyways. And before that, I moved a year before that, right? It's a lot of change happening in my life, but good stuff, good change, positive change. But I'm able to move and change up the environment, so to speak, until now. I have been looking because I want to have, we're in a house, I'd like to buy a condo. That's the idea. And that makes a lot of sense. Unless you don't work with BlackRock, who is the biggest landlord probably now in North America. Why? I'm not sure, but it's the truth. And I think that looking for places to rent as I build my credit and here in Vancouver as a new resident, I think, wow, renting is absolutely climbed the charts in 2 years. When I moved in 2022, it was, let's say, $2,000 for rent, right? It's a reasonable deal, let's just say. Not necessarily what I'm paying, but I'm giving you an idea. Now, the rent for... Oh, and that would be for, let's say, a three-bedroom, right? And that's really reasonable, let's say. Now, the rent for a three-bedroom in that same area is $6,000. First of all, let's get one thing straight. Unless you're living in a mansion in the sky, no one should ever pay that absolute ludicrous amount of money. I lived in a mansion in Sherman Oaks with six bedrooms, a large yard, and a very well-known rapper that lived in one of those rooms. I would just pay for that alone. For 20, well, maybe for 5,000. I think it was, we paid at that time. But it was well worth it. 5,000 here gets you one bedroom and a tiny balcony. Maybe a pantry. This is wild. Seriously. $6,800, one, two bedrooms, maybe two bedroom. You can, if you're really lucky, but the average going price is 10 grand. And here's why. And if you think I'm joking, capping, or any of those new terms you use, go ahead and look at Craigslist and type in Vancouver. You can limit your search, or you can just search all. you're not going to find anything unless you're sharing a room, and even the shared rooms are $1,400 to $1,800. I don't want to see people for that amount of money. Right? So, it's changed. Times have changed. And here's what I was thinking. I'm thinking that because times have changed so rapidly and the rent has increased so tremendously, I think it's because of the 15-minute city idea. I think that they want people to stay put based on their economic status, right? Not don't do a lot of moving right now, right? So they can figure out what to put in people's water to annihilate the population based on social status and economic structure. That's the tinfoil hat thing that happened to me on the train. If I'm thinking like Bill Gates or any of the other world economic freaks that are trying to, you know, say humans are non-hackable creatures. They thought they were non-hackable, but here they are. You know who I'm talking about. Yuval Noah Harari. I would think that, you know, keeping them put, because no one's leaving. Basically, people, the rent or the mortgage that you started off with 2 years ago, just before I moved, which is, more reasonable than now, let's just say. That hasn't changed because the landlords cannot raise it, but only so much. So maybe like $35 they can raise it, right? Where in reality, if you moved out, they could raise that up $3,000 or $4,000 more per month, right? So, but that's a whole nother legal structure because the landlords, there's rights, there's renter's rights. You can't just kick people out because you know the rent market has jammed itself way up. But what you can do is, you know, understand that that's on the table. So if people move out, you can just jump it right up. But if you can't buy anything or rent anything because it's been bought out by the biggest landlord, you stay stuck, you stay put in your neighborhoods that you're already in. The wealthy people can perhaps stick it out a little longer. And if you have Ecolab running through your water systems, then, you know, maybe you might get a dose of that good. I don't know what kind of virus they're going to release out into the atmosphere, whoever they is. But this is tinfoil thoughts, guys. Okay, don't take it seriously. Don't write to your local politicians and say, you know, I was listening to WTF Landia Radio. They're going to say, I'm going to stop you right there. Did you hear the acronym for that? Get out of my office, WTF. Well, Char Michelle said, oh, well, she holds weight. Let's come in, bring it in. What'd you say? But seriously, all jokes aside, I don't think it's a joke. I think that if I'm thinking like a maniacal Gates, William Gates, then that'd be something I'd do. I'd keep people stuck in where they are because you know you can't move and then handle it accordingly. Listen, the 2020-30 or the 2030 agenda isn't far off, people. They need to do this big reset, get these pod babies born and birthed and out there in the streets so they don't protest and kick up a funk when things go wrong. It needs to happen now. We already got Kanye West out of the way. This guy, the new Kanye West, looks like a beefcake bulldozer. His face is long. He doesn't have the same swagger. And his wife, well, she needs some clothes on. But that's neither here nor there. Anyways, yeah. What's going on in this world? That's not a tinfoil hat thought. That's real. You guys, wake up and smell the coffees. If a couple of things before we get sidetracked, before we leave this podcast broadcast and get along with our lives. October the 5th is supposed to be that big, Amber Alert, minus the missing children. I hope. That rings everybody's alarm and just does this big global test to see that if anything occurs and this is what happens. I think it could be the, test to see how we can shut things down. But we'll see, including the government. The government is not apparently going to shut down. They've been saved. I don't even know what that's about. Do your own research there. We're not going to go off into that. We're going to stick to clear thoughts, tinfoil thoughts in this one. Usually we read a couple of things in the article, but we're going to stick to just my thoughts, okay? It's just cuter that way. Because if you're confused, we don't want to confuse you further with the news, actual news. I love doing the show. It's fun. I hope you're following along to this point. I hope that you in October the 5th, which is coming up in a couple of days here, take your phone. Take your phones, all your devices, including your smart TVs. Unplug them. And they say if you charge them down, it's still not going to matter. Take them and put them outside somewhere under a brick. Okay? Let it charge its way through the brick if it's got to do it. But keep it away from you. If you've been vaccinated. If you haven't been vaccinated, I'm sure one of Bill Gates' mosquitoes has already done its job. So you probably don't even know that you're vaccinated. You probably are vaccinated. Anyways, take your phones, dig a hole, and throw them in there. And then toss some dirt on it and never dig it up. And just start sending smoke signals and clicking rocks to get your news. Because right now, in Canada, you can barely even access news for free. So, you know, be well. You know, if that didn't throw you off a notch, find all cap aside, find the Lord Jesus. Because that's the only way, the truth and the life that's going to get you through these odd times. There's just too much weird stuff happening, guys. And that's the truth. Even if you don't have a tinfoil thought hat. I mean, hat thought. You know? You can definitely say these days are different than maybe in the past. And not just because we've been through 15 years of a pandemic or whatever that was. Or that every musician is traveling the world, leaving Satan sit on every stage and every arena in the world. You know, it's not that. It's not. That's just part of it. The other part is it's just weird. It's weird times, odd times. We gotta get equipped. We gotta love each other. We gotta love each other like we never loved each other before. And that just means, you know, keeping each other aware of what you know. And just laughing about the chaos, but really just praying and being giving yourself the equipment that you need. And that is literally, in my case, the Bible. Is going to share with you way more than what the news is going to tell you and all the unfortunate events that are going to happen, just in general, because that's life, right? Crack open the Bible, read it, read Isaiah all the way through Revelations if you can, and then find out what you might be looking at, might have already been written in there. In fact, indeed, you'll need to seek that for yourself though, right? Yeah. Well, congratulations on the American government being saved from being shut down. I want to see what happens next. That's just me keeping my ear to them American strizzies. And yeah, I love you. If I haven't told you, but Jesus loves you more. Later.
By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the entire contents and design of this podcast are the property of WTF Landia Radio or used by WTF Landia Radio with permission and are protected under U.S. and international copyright and trademark laws. Except as otherwise provided herein, users of this podcast may save and use information contained in the podcast only for personal or non-commercial educational purposes, no other use, including without limitation, reproduction, retransmission, or editing of this podcast may be made without the prior written permission of WTF Landia Radio, which may be requested by contacting WTF Landia Radio. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that the WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty, guarantee, or representation as to the accuracy or sufficiency of the information featured in this podcast. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general general information only, and any reliance on this information provided in the podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice unless stated otherwise. The WTFlandia Radio Group does not endorse, approve, recommend, or certify any information, product, process, service, or organization presented or mentioned in this podcast. And information from this podcast should not be referenced in any way to imply such approval or endorsement. The third-party materials or content of any third-party site referenced in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the opinion, standards, or policies of WTFlandia Radio. WTFlandia Radio assumes no responsibility or liability for the accuracy or completeness of the content contained in third-party materials or on third-party sites referenced in this podcast, or the compliance with the applicable laws of such materials and or links referenced herein. Moreover, WTFlandia Radio makes no warranty that this podcast or the server that makes it available is free of viruses, worms, or other elements or codes that manifest contaminating or destructive properties. WTFlandia Radio expressly disclaims any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or other damages arising out of any individual's use of reference to this, reliance on, or inability to use this podcast or the information presented in this podcast.